Tasting Australia is back and bigger than ever. From the 13th to the 22nd of April, there will be over 140 events held across 11 regions through South Australia. To give us a taste of what this year's festival has in store, it's one of Australia's most respected and prolific wine critics, one of the ambassadors of this year's festival, Nick Stock, joins us on the line. Good morning, Nick.
G'day, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, what can we expect from this year's Tasting Australia Festival?
Oh, God, there's so much going on. It's, I guess, the hub in Victoria Square, is going to be sort of a... really the focus of the festival throughout the whole 10 days. But this year we've kind of, I guess we've sort of shaken the model for the festival around a bit. So, we're sort of pushing this idea that by day, you can go off from the city and go and explore regions and sort of get out and about and do something. And then at night, the focus for the festival sort of returns back to that sort of home base, that town square, which is just currently being constructed in Victoria Square. So we're really sort of, we're pushing to sort of bring all the regions alive and then at night time sort of bring everyone back into the middle of the city and I guess, kind of share experiences and then celebrate, a whole lot of events that are happening in the middle of town.
Now, I always love it when festivals, brighten up that Tandanyanga Victoria Square spot. What is it that Tasting Australia is doing? What can people look forward to there this year?
Well, we've got, the Glasshouse Kitchen concept is back, which was introduced last year. And that, I think for me, that was, having seen a lot of, a lot of festivals, around Australia, around the world, that was a concept that I thought was a real sort of keystone of kind of redefining Tasting Australia because it's a festival that's been, it's been around for a number of years in a number of guises. But those Glasshouse Kitchens, being sort of, they are sort of 25, 26 people, kind of dining spaces that really light up, that central space are probably the real highlight. And, there's sort of, a different theme going on each night with those. So that's, that's really the showcase kind of spot. But then within the, within the sort of, the more casual kind of offerings, it's a place that you can, you don't need to go and buy a ticket to one of those dinners. You can just, you can stroll in and there's a really thoughtfully curated, offering of just casual sort of eats and drinks. East End Cellars, from the drinks point of view are across all of the beverage, offering that's being served in that space. So, that you're going to get something that's interesting and something that's good quality. And you can literally just sort of breeze in, meet up with friends, and sort of explore what's on offer.
Now, as you said, the festival is expanding, and as many, for example, wine fans would know, that the South Australia has immense producers and regions that are really some of the best in the world. How far out does the festival spread this year?
Well, that sort of model I just described to you earlier of sort of by day, get out and about, explore the state and get out into regions, and by night come back, it's sort of, how far can we actually go? So I guess if you're sort of hopping in a car or jumping on a bus, for a transfer, you can really maybe go 100, 150 kilometers from the center of town if you want to make it a day trip. So what we did to sort of expand the reach and to increase the scope of the experience was we've kind of started an airline this year, which is something that I don't think anyone thought the festival would do. It's certainly not something I've seen any other festival do. So Tasting Australia Airlines is being launched this year, and that's taking groups of people for the day across to Kangaroo Island and back, to explore over there, across to Coffin Bay, which is, that's a full day's drive normally. That's a 7 or 8 hour drive normally to get across somewhere like that. So there's a day trip happening on Saturday, actually. It's this Saturday the 14th, you know, over to Coffin Bay to explore, you know, the incredible seafood over there. We've got, you know, we've got Duncan Wolgamut and Morgan McGlone, who's coming over from Melbourne to, they're both sort of teaming up to cook over there. And then, I guess, wine region specific, it's down to Coonawarra. So we've got a flight that heads down to the southeast and spends the day. Chong Liu's is on board that flight, and that's down to Mayura Station, you know, for some of Australia's, you know, certainly best quality beef, but also those fantastic wines from the southeast will be paired up with that. So that's sort of it's sort of expanded the options. You know, it's pretty interesting that you can hop on a plane, you know, one of our Tasting Australia Airlines flights. So we've partnered up with Alliance Airlines down at Adelaide Airport, and they've been fantastic in basically saying, yeah, you know, here are our planes, and you know, what do you want to do, and where do you want to go? So, but 9 o'clock in the morning, you can hop on a plane, and you can be back in time for dinner in the city, you know, to sort of debrief on your day. So yeah, it's going to be further and wider than it's been before.
Earlier in the show, Nick, actually, I don't know if you missed, but we were talking about space tourism, so maybe that's something Tasting Australia can organise in the future. We're speaking with...
Yeah, I think...
Oh, no,
I think South Australia needs to get out into outer space and stake a claim on something so we can get a festival out there.
That's it. Bringing wine into orbit, that's quite a good vision, I reckon. We're speaking with one of the ambassadors of this year's Tasting Australia Festival, wine critic Nick Stokes. Now, you know, let's change gears a little bit. You know, Tasting Australia is not just about wine. Who are some of the big chefs to look out for cooking up some great food at this year's festival, Nick?
So I knew you'd ask me that because I'm the wine guy. So, but the in terms of the chef talent, like Jock Sonfilo has sort of been you know, been across in terms of you know, selecting the chefs that come down here. So his kind of his brief is to go out and find, you know, superstars from far and wide. Rodolfo Guzman is one of the sort of one of the big names that is coming this year, and certainly talking to Jock, you know, just in the last week, you know, that's, you know, we're all getting quite sort of fired up and you know, quite excited. He's coming away from Chile. So he's, I think Rodolfo's in the world's 50 best restaurants. So number, I don't know. But anyway, in the top 50. And I guess, you know, bringing guys like this to South Australia is really, you know, it's not an easy thing, you know, to take any great chef away from a restaurant that's of the sort of caliber that someone like Rodolfo is at is a huge ask. And to, you know, to get them to come to South Australia and then, you know, basically, you know, embrace all of the ingredients and all of the sort of produce that South Australia has to offer is a huge feat. So that's definitely one to look for. Mehmet Gurz is another, you know, the sort of really, really, you know, highly notable chefs that's coming to cook. I think Mehmet's cooking in the Glasshouse Kitchen on Saturday, I think it is. So, you know, Mehmet's, you know, he's grown up in Stockholm and spent time in Istanbul, and you know, so bringing these guys to South Australia is you know, it's sort of creating this one-off kind of moment where you have, you know, people that are incredibly talented that have cultural influences from, you know, from a long way away from where we are, and sort of letting them loose on, you know, the state's kind of produce garden and introducing them and linking them into, you know, the best suppliers, you know, of proteins, you know, things from the sea, all of that sort of thing. So yeah, we're looking at, you know, the most sought after and most interesting, you know, sort of chefs in the world are going to be, you know, on our doorstep and really doing one-off interactions with all the things that grow and are farmed around South Australia.
Well, it sounds really exciting, Nick. Their choices are almost overwhelming for food lovers, which I think you have to be if you live here in South Australia. We have some of the best food in the world. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I want to get one more plug in for an event which I need to just, you know, make everyone aware of, and that's the fact that, you know, spirits, Australian made spirits, are something that we're all sort of going out and experiencing. We're all buying, we're all stocking our bars with, and we've created the first ever Tasting Australia Spirit Awards, which is happening as part of the festival. So, you know, we're certainly used to knowing how much. You know, wine is a part of everyone's sort of, you know, culinary experience and day-to-day lives in South Australia. But this year on Thursday the 19th, we've got over 160 Australian-made, you know, Australian distilled spirits entered in our inaugural awards. And if people want to get down and experience and taste those, we've got a two-hour event, 6 till 8 p.m. on Thursday the 19th, which is an opportunity to actually get in. I mean, you won't be able to taste all of them, but you can choose from everything that's been entered in the Spirit Awards, meet the distillers, and sort of get down and actually be there for the presentation of the awards. So that's another unique thing that, you know, and a new thing that we've introduced this year, which people might like to check out.
It sounds really exciting, and yeah, there's absolutely something for everyone. Nick, thank you for being with us.
Pleasure, thank you.
Nick Stokes there. He's one of Australia's most prolific and respected wine critics and one of the ambassadors of Tasting Australia. To find out all the things that are happening, go to tastingaustralia.com.au and find out what events suit you.